Okay. End of Perek Yud Gimel. The Pesukim says as follows. V'hayaki shalcha bincha machar lemor mazos. Right, your sons will ask you what's up. The reason why presumably we're having a seder is because God took us out of Mitzrayim. God didn't want to send us out. Because God took us out of Mitzrayim, I'm doing all these things. Then you have this pasuk. Vayala osal yadcha l'totafos beinenecha tefillin ki b'chozek yad hosyer Hashem mimitzrayim. So what the Ramban wants to deal with is a twofold question. I guess they're two parts of the same question. One, why all these mitzvos to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim? And what he's also going to touch on, which is very significant, is the role of miracles in our belief in God. Right? Maybe the connection between mitzvos and miracles is the way I would try to name this. And let's see. It's a much longer Ramban. I'm just picking up in the middle. But right in the middle, the Ramban says as follows. Va'ata, now. Omar lecha klal bitam mitzvot rabot. Ramban says, I'm going to give you a reason for many, many mitzvos. I don't know if he means most, but he certainly means many. He says, Hine, me'ei tayot avodat gilulim ba'olam midei enosh. From the time of Avodah Zarah that began in the world around the time of Enosh. If anybody looks in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah of the Rambam, there's like a concise history of Avodah Zarah in the world. It's fascinating because if you realize, how could there have been Avodah Zarah? Adam HaRishon knew God created him. So the Rambam describes a situation where Adam knew, and obviously Cain and Hevel knew, but as they moved further away, they always knew that God created the world. But they also thought that God ceded some level of control to the moon, to the stars, to the sun, to other forces in nature. And after many, many generations in the time of Enosh, they forgot that there was a God, because you couldn't see God. All you could see were God's helpers, the moon, the star, the sun, the side, the tide, the oceans, all these things. So they forgot that it was God, and they started worshiping the things themselves. Okay? So he says, now, they started to destroy faith. First, when you forget about the existence of God, the first level of kfira is to say the world pre-existed God. There really is no world. The world just came into being on its own, or it always existed. Second, or they said, okay, the world was created, but not by God. And some say, no, there is a God and he created the world, but he doesn't have unique knowledge of us. He may have been the prime mover and the reason why there is a world, but he has no involvement in the world, meaning he doesn't know anything about us. And there are those who say, no, there is a God, he created the world, he knows everything that we're doing. But he's just not involved in the world. These people say there is a God, he created the world, he knows all that's going on. He's just not interested. He's flipped the channels, he's watching a different station now. He could do whatever he wants to us, but as it happens, the God of this world doesn't really care about us anymore. He's detached. Yomru azav Hashem et ha'aretz. Okay, so basically, what are the three groups? Three groups. One says, God never created the world. The world was pre-existing. There is no God. The second is, there's a God who created the world, but he's limited. And the third is, the God who created the world, and he's omnipotent, let's say, and maybe he's omniscient, but he just has no interest in us. Okay, so now, what happens? As follows. Fifth line in that paragraph. Now, when God wants a person or a group of people to know that he exists, what does he do? So Ramban says he makes a miracle. What's a miracle? A miracle is to change the rules of nature. Anybody who sees the miracle recognizes that in order to be able to change the rules of nature, you have to have set the rules of nature in the first place. So only God can make a real miracle. In addition, if he causes a miracle to occur, what does it mean? It means that he cares. He cares enough about human beings that he bothered to create a miracle so that we would know he existed. Now, what if in addition to a miracle, before the miracle occurred, a prophet showed up and said, you know what? God is going to do X, Y, and Z, and then God does X, Y, and Z. In addition to knowing that God created the world and that God controls the world and that God cares about human beings, we now know what else? That God communicates with human beings, which is a critical element of his involvement. The Ramban says, it's like a critical paragraph. If God shows you that he created the world, that he knows what goes on in the world, that he has the ability to change the rules of nature, and that he communicates with human beings, that's pretty much all you need to believe in God and the Torah. That covers all the basic foundations of faith. Second paragraph. V'lachein yomar ha-katub b'moftim. That's why the psukim say, L'man teda ki ani Hashem b'kerv ha-aretz. What is b'kerv ha-aretz? L'horot ala hashkacha, to show that God actually cares. If you want, in the Abar Benel's Haggadah, I still remember when I saw it the first time, it's fantastic. You know, in the Haggadah we say, Ditzach Hadash Ba'achav, all the makos are broken up into threes. So the Abar Benel shows that each of the three were kineged a certain level of kfiro. The Ramban is almost saying, but the Ramban says it more clearly. One is to show that God exists. The second is to show that God exists and he's omnipotent. And the third is to show that God exists and he cares. So, Ki Ani Hashem Bekerev Haaretz tells the Egyptians, right, not only that there's a God, and not only that he created the world, but that God is involved, and God's going to take the Jews out of Egypt. Okay? V'amar l'man teda ki el Hashem Haaretz l'horot al achidush. God created the world. Ki him shalosh shebera'am me'ayin. V'amar babur teda ki ein kamoni b'chal haaretz l'horot al ayicholat. That he's omnipotent. Shu shalit b'kol ein ma'akev b'yadom. When you read the psukim, in terms of the makos, you see there's always the purpose of the makos described differently. The Ramban says it's connected to three ideas. One, that God created the world. Two, that God's involvement, that God's ability didn't end with creation of the world, but he continues to be omnipotent today. And three, that he cares about humanity and is involved in the world. Third paragraph. Uba'abur ki akadosh baruch hu lo yaseh otu mofeit b'chol dor le'inei kol rasha o kofer. Now the Ramban basically says, well, what's the obvious question? If you want us to believe in you, God, and the way you make people believe in you is what? Miracles. Well, how's about a little miracle, right? We'll all find it easier to believe in God if God makes a miracle right now. So Ramban says, but God doesn't do that. He doesn't make miracles for kofrim and for rishayim. What does God want us to do? Yitzaveh utanu shenaseh tamid zikaron va'ot la'asher ra'u einenu. God wants us to recall that which our forefathers saw with their own eyes. And we'll pass it down b'misora ubnehem l'dor acharon, until the last generation. What?
Just the way you said it. You said it that our fathers had said. He said we saw it.
Like, I know, but he doesn't mean it. But it can't be understood literally, right? The Kuzari has a very, very famous piece where he says that the reason why, it's not the greatest argument, the reason why Judaism is more believable as a true religion and Christianity isn't, is because you can't fabricate a miracle in front of millions of witnesses. He said all the Jesus stuff happened in front of some disciples, in front of this, you know, like small groups. Maimon Har Sinai, 2 million people. He just says a historical fact. You can't recreate a historical fact that supposedly was witnessed by 2 million people. Take it or leave it. But that's a very famous piece in the Kuzari, and the Ramban is saying God doesn't owe it to us to make miracles. God owes it to us that we should perpetuate the miracles that he made already. Third line. V'hichmir ma'od. Now we come to the mitzvah part. And he was very stringent b'inyan hazeh, kimo shechayav karit ba'achilat chametz. Why is chametz such a big deal that you chayav karit? U'va'azivat ha-pesach. V'yitzrich shenichtov kol ma'a shenireh elenu ba'ototu v'moftim al yadenu ba'al bein einenu. Why do we have to wear tefillin also? According to the Ramban, it's Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'lichtov oto al od al pitchei abatim b'mezuzot. Right? You have the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of karm pesach and the mitzvah of chametz and tefillin and mezuzah. V'shenazkir zeh b'finu b'boker ba'erev. And you have a mitzvah of zechir asisi asisrayim, morning and night. K'mo shamu emet v'yativ d'oraita. Mimash shekatuv l'man tizkod yom tzichon v'yasarim. V'shenazes sukkah b'chal shana. Why? Why do we need so many mitzvahs to recall the Exodus from Egypt? Banam perga. V'chein kol kiyot v'hem mitzvot avot zeich l'tziyas mitzrayim. Why? Here he goes. V'hakol lihiyot lanu b'chol hadorot edut b'moftim shelo yishtakhu. Because miracles are... See, we're uncomfortable with the idea of miracles. The Ramban was not. The Ramban thinks miracles are the source of our belief in a God who's involved in the world. So when God makes a big miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that miracle has to be perpetuated because we assume that in our lifetimes, unless the Mashiach comes, God's probably not going to show up and make another miracle.
Rambam says the opposite, though.
Huh?
Rambam says anyone who believes in God just because of miracles is a fool, and the only reason there are other miracles are for logistical reasons, not like actually. As he says in a place in the Torah, somewhere. No?
I can't say no. I just think that that can't be the whole story. And maybe I'm exaggerating by saying, I don't think the Ramban is saying that you should believe in God because of miracles. The Ramban is saying miracles are the most concrete evidence that we'll ever have of the existence of God. And that we should take advantage of that. And that the reason we have all these mitzvot of Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim is so that we will continue to believe that God took us out of Mitzrayim. The Rambam also thinks that Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah saseh min haTorah. Right? It can't just be that. Okay? Ki akone mezuzah b'zuzah chad ukiva'a b'pitcho. The Ramban says, you buy a mezuzah for one zuz, okay, you can't do that anymore, and you put it up. V'nitkavein b'inyanak, and you plant it, you put it up because God made it a mitzvah to remind you of this, even though it's not Yetzias Mitzrayim that's in the mezuzah. All the achronim ask on the Ramban. Okay, so what? So it's the existence of God. V'nitkavein b'inyanak kvar hoda b'chidush ha'olam u'vidiyat ha'boreh v'hashkachato. If you put up a mezuzah, you are acknowledging or confirming that God created the world. V'gam b'nevuah, you're also acknowledging the existence of property, a prophecy. Prophecy. V'ha'emin b'chol pinot ha'torah. And now, if you believe all those things, then you believe in the whole Torah. Milvad she'odeh she'chesed ha'boreh gadol ma'od al osei ritzono she'otzir me'oto avdut l'chayrut u'kvor gadol lizchut avotehem ha'chafetzim b'irat shemo. It shows that you believe in God. It shows that you believe that God made miracles. It shows that you believe that God created the world. Flip over. We're almost done. Ulefikach amru. Hevei zahir b'mitzvah kalaki b'lachum chamura. You have to be careful with what seemingly are easy mitzvos and stringent mitzvos. Shekulam chamudot v'chavivot ma'od. Because God loves, they're all beloved. Why? Because when you do a mitzvah, you're acknowledging that you believe God created the world. And ultimately, the foundation of all mitzvos is that we acknowledge the existence of God, that He created the world, that He created us. That's understanding that God created the world. Listen to this. Now, okay, this is stuff that's famous. She'ein lanu ta'am acher b'yitzirah harishona. There is no other reason for God to have created the world. Here's the line. Ve'ein kel alyon chafetz batachtonim. God has no interest in our world. Milivad she'yeda ha'adam v'yodeh le'lokav she'bera'o. Other than us acknowledging and recognizing that God created this world. That's the only reason for God to create this world. It's along the lines I think we talked about once, that, you know, to be a king is a relational term. You can't be a king without subjects. So God created a need, and the need is for people to recognize that He created the world. Last paragraph. Perhaps the most famous line in the Ramban al Torah. Umin ha-nisim ha-gidolim ha-mefur samim, and through the great open miracles, Adam modeh b'nisim ha-nistarim, shehem yisod ha-Torah kula. Via the great miracles like Yetzias Mitzrayim, we can acknowledge the small miracles that take place every day in our lives, which are the foundation of the entire Torah. Now, the next line is a little hard. She'ein la'adam chelek b'torat Moshe Rabbeinu, because you can't have a part of the Torah, ad she'na'amin b'chol divareinu u'mikreinu she'kulam nisim, until we recognize that everything is a miracle, ein b'hem teva u'min hago shel olam. There is no nature. So almost certainly the Ramban didn't believe this literally, and we're not meant to believe this literally. It's not that the Ramban doesn't think there's nature. It's that the Ramban's position is we all have to recognize that the rules of nature are the rules that God set in place to run this world, and that any time God wants to change the rule of nature, if God wants this paper to fly up instead of to fly down, he can do so. So for the Ramban, the idea is that even the things that happen in through the rules of nature reflect the will of God, right? It's hard to say that every time I see something fall, I see the rules of gravity be enforced, that I see that as reflecting God's will, but that's literally, that's what the Ramban says. That once you recognize that God could change the rules of nature, you recognize that the rules of nature are subject to God's will, and any time, therefore, that the rules of nature operate naturally, that's a reflection of God's desire. You okay with that, or you? Okay. And now the Ramban says in the third line, we'll just read a little bit more. Bein b'rabin bein yachid, ela im yaaseh hamitzvot yatzlichenu sechara. If you're good, God rewards. V'im yavar lehem yachritu onsho. And if not, God punishes you. Hakol b'gzerat elyon kasher izkarti kvar. Now, v'yitparsimu hanisim hanistarim b'inyan harabim kasher yavo b'yudei haTorah b'inyan habrachot v'haklalot. When God does a miracle for the multitudes, it becomes famous. Right? When God picks a people and either punishes them or rewards them, people notice that, and that seems to deviate from the ordinary ways of the world. Whereas when God chooses one person and rewards him, so we think that that's just chance. So if God chooses one person and punishes him, we think that that's just chance. The Ramban says it's easier to see God's hand when you're talking about a whole group of people or a nation, as opposed to when you're talking about just one person. Just to sum up, the Ramban says as follows. God creates miracles in order to prove that he created the world, that he's omnipotent, that he cares about the world, and he introduces the miracles through Nevuah to show that he also communicates with man. Those are the foundations of our religion. And the reason why something like Yetzias Mitzrayim is so important, and by the way, the reason why, in my opinion, based on this Ramban, Yetzias Mitzrayim kind of eclipsed Brias HaOlam, right, which was clearly a bigger miracle. The creation of an entire world, a bigger miracle than taking the Jews out of Egypt, but there were no witnesses to the creation of the world, and there are witnesses to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, there are so many mitzvos, because when we recall the exodus from Mitzrayim, the Ramban says, we're forced to acknowledge all these fundamental tenets of religion. And the Ramban concludes by saying, we have to accept the fact that there is no such thing as nature. What does it mean, there's no such thing as nature? It means God created the world to work a certain way, and the clearest example of God's existence and his involvement in the world is when he suspends the rules of nature to do a miracle. But that also means that when he doesn't suspend the rules of nature, it's not really the rules of nature at work, it's God's will. I grant you that it's much harder to see God's will in the rules of nature, which we see at work every day, but it's not bad to try every once in a while. The sun is going to come up tomorrow morning. Okay, the Ramban would say that that will be a miracle. But it's going to come up every single day for the rest of our lives, God willing. The Ramban says that's the point. We're supposed to believe that every single day God makes a miracle, and the sun comes up and the sun goes down. Safe trip to wherever he's going. We'll reconvene, Parshas, whatever. Have a good break.